This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, November 21st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Cal OSHA under fire over driverless tractors. New AgTech video series unleashed. More oversight for new bills. And trade aid still being evaluated. Driverless tractor report draws ag pushback. Industry groups pushed back sharply yesterday on Cal OSHA's staff report outlining potential regulatory paths for autonomous agriculture equipment, warning that the proposed framework could slow innovation and drive manufacturers out of California. During the standards board meeting, staff presented the board with the options to allow for limited equipment, require drivers, or mandate agency approval before deployment. Farm groups argued the staff report overstated the risk and failed to reflect real-world use of the technology. They worried a pre-approval process would lead to a years-long backlog for the already overstretched agency. Board members acknowledged the concerns and emphasized that no decisions were being made yet. AgriPulse launches AgriTech Unleashed. AgriPulse has launched a new four-part video series, AgriTech Unleashed, Smart Solutions for Global Food Challenges, examining how automation and precision technology could help specialty crop growers address rising labor and regulatory pressures. The first installment focuses on labor shortages for fruit, nut, and vegetable producers and showcases emerging autonomous and robotic systems demonstrated at the FIRA USA conference in Woodland last month. The video highlights how growers are increasingly turning to H-2A guest workers as domestic labor becomes harder to secure, driving employment costs in California up as much as $30 an hour when wages, housing, and transportation are included. Regulatory costs for growers, meanwhile, have risen from $109 an acre in 2000 to about $1,600 an acre by 2024, that according to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo study. Featured innovations include Acrobotics precision weed sprayers and John Deere's autonomous orchard tractor paired with smart spray systems. Western Growers Vice President of Innovation Walt Duflock and tree nut grower Russell Machel discuss how automation could redeploy workers into higher skilled jobs while improving efficiency and consistency. You can watch that full video at agripulse.com. Rivas unveils oversight tool to guide new bills. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas announced a first-of-its-kind legislative oversight initiative aimed at assessing whether state laws are delivering measurable results. The so-called outcomes review tool is slated to debut in 2026, and it will require bills to include built-in mechanisms for performance tracking, evaluation, and public reporting. Under the framework, each piece of legislation would be accompanied by defined outcomes, data collection requirements, and an analysis of whether the law achieved its goals rather than simply relying on agency implementation for that work. Rivas said the approach will enhance legislative accountability, improve the effectiveness of making laws, and give Californians clearer insight into whether policies are working. The initiative arrives amid a growing criticism that bills often lack rigorous follow-through or measurable outcomes. Rivas plans to convene committees and stakeholder engagement early next year to design the method and timeline. Remember, among several oversight bills that fell by the wayside this year was SB 688 to improve the bill-making process at the legislature. The Republican measure proposed to establish a regulatory council in the governor's office to assist in drafting and amending regulations. State drafts more than 600 regulations each year, and the Office of Administrative Law often rejects proposals due to a lack of clarity. That according to GOP Senator Roger Nello of Fair Oaks, who authored the legislation for the last 2 years. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Fordyce, USDA still evaluating trade assistance. A top USDA official says the Trump administration is still evaluating the need for trade assistance payments to farmers. If we do something, when we do something, we want it to be reflective of what's actually happening in the marketplace. Richard Fordyce, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says in an interview on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. The president was able to secure some agreement with China on some purchases. Since that time, you know, we've seen an uptick in the price of soybeans. He says the USDA chief economist's office is analyzing the market impacts to present a real-time picture of where we are. Newsmakers featuring Fordyce will be available later today at agripulse.com. Dairy leader sees value in year-long visa program. Dairy producers' big issues are tariffs, trade, and labor. That says Heidi Fisher, president of Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. She spoke to AgriPulse at NFB Trade Talk in Kansas City. On immigrant labor, Fisher says dairy producers need a new work visa program. She said, quote, I think it would be definitely a winning hand for producers if they could come up with something that would be a year-long visa. It would give everybody, farmers, business owners, reassurance. It would help keep the cost of groceries down and keep products on the shelf. The H-2A seasonal visa program does not cover dairy workers. Fisher, a central Wisconsin dairy farmer, says tariffs on foreign parts and equipment increasing costs for producers. Any of the aluminum components that come from out of Denmark, those were impacted by tariffs, and that was kind of an unexpected additional cost to already very expensive equipment, she said. On the trade deal front, Fisher says there is a huge opportunity for exporting dairy products, whether it be powdered whey products or milk products or even exporting cheese, because we have a safe, reliable product, and it's highly regulated. And I think there are markets out there that we can expand into, she said. Here's today's final word. It's really difficult to reconcile the technological leap a person takes when they're able to ride in an autonomous vehicle on a busy freeway, pass by autonomous mowers on the side of a freeway, and arrive at the farm only to find that the operation is stuck in the past. That Melissa Kosolechek, Governor Affairs Analyst at Western Growers, commenting on Cal OSHA's driverless tractor ban. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, November 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.